metal suitcase full of cash was heavier than Ryan had expected. He carried it down the ladder, then down the stairs. A sudden noise roused him from his thoughts. It had come from outside. He jumped up from his knees and hurried to the window. In the darkness, he saw Brent's Buick coming up the driveway. "He's back." Ryan turned away in panic. He had to hide the money. He heard a car door slam. No time to spare. He stuffed it under the couch. It wasn't likely that Brent would come back to talk. He was probably even more drunk, more fired up. He'd be looking for the money. A showdown. Ryan didn't own a gun, but his father had. He sprinted down the hall to the master bedroom. The old Smith & Wesson was in the dresser, top drawer. Gun in hand, he waited by the staircase, watching the front door. He heard keys jingling. He watched the lock turn. He raised the gun, taking aim, ready on the defense. The door opened. Ryan's finger twitched. His heart pounded. His whole body stiffened, then suddenly relaxed. "Mom?" he said, seeing her in the doorway. "I was at Sarah's house, and Brent came home all hysterical. Sarah and I had a deal. The money would stay put until we figured out who Dad was blackmailing and why. She wasn't even supposed to tell Brent. Obviously, she did. You had to figure she'd tell her own husband. Why? Because he's her husband. By that logic, Dad should have told you who he was blackmailing." She seemed to shrink before his eyes. "I think I know where you can find the answers you're looking for." "Where?" "The night before he died, your father gave me a key to a safe deposit box. He said that if you had any questions about the money, I should give it to you. I'm sure the blackmail will become clear once..."